This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, I need to change that intro to a different text number. You can text it, but I'm not going to know about it. But we should probably change that to somebody's cell phone number we don't like. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Jason, thank you for engineering this morning. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. I've got the call screen up in front of us, in front of me. And that number is 866-582-9933. Telephone, listen lines still don't work. And that's okay. Rich Sheban's with us. Off-Grid Montana, or as they say at Amazon, offgridmontana.com. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vince. That's part of the creative censorship that the powers that be do.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. I really am. And since you mentioned...
Is there an acronym there that's spelled C-A-R?
Since you... Well, I didn't say it. Since you said car... Now, So, Rich Sheban, I wanted to ask you, because I don't know, what is a yada? I think it's spelled Y-A-D-A. And furthermore, what are three yadas? You know, I've heard people say yada, yada, yada. What are they, and what do they do? And how much do they cost?
I don't think it's an acronym. I think it's an implication that there's no need to proceed with any more dialogue because it's very obvious the context of the initial discussion. So it's kind of an implication saying that we can talk about this all day and it's not going to add any more credibility to the argument.
Okay, so are three yadas equivalent to one? Are three yadas equivalent to one whatever? So does here would be the equation: yada 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 equals whatever. Is that what you're saying?
Of course, the common sense logical question would be to ask, what is the context of the yada yada yadas? What did it come after? What dialogue?
It happens all the time. I mean, it seems to me that people say that when they run out of fuel, or they run out of IQ, or they run out of words, or they run out of ability to communicate. That's when these yadas come out. Well, here's another one. Okay, so, and I don't understand why we use these words. I really don't. Another word is meh. What is a meh? And is it spelled M-E-H? What are they? So I've got these. I've written these words down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words. Yada, 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 whatever, and meh. I mean, we have fallen down to the point where we can't even communicate. Let me give you, and I'll tell you why I'm saying this. Yesterday, I was kind of frosted. I had bought a bunch of Sunco brand, S-U-N-C-O, LED retrofit lights. You pop them in the cans, and they have a nice look to them. They seal the opening, and they're supposed to last, like, I don't know, 32 years. Well, that's a wish. Well, they've been burning out like crazy. So I called the Sunco company, and they said, oh, no problem. We'll send you have three? We'll send you three more. So, I mean, they keep burning out, and each time I call them up, because I'm not going to let them get away with it. So I got the new box with three in it, and I thought, gosh, this doesn't weigh very much. And sure enough, there were three of them in there. And I looked at them, and they are not as tall, not as much material, and they're not, you can't open them up. So if you wanted to put the replacement part in them, like a replacement driver, capacitor, coil, you couldn't because the new ones are all sealed. I mean, literally, they're disposable, which kind of bothers me. The old ones that I bought 18 months ago, you could open them up and you could, you know, replace parts. Not the new ones. The new ones are sealed. So naturally, I took the old one, put it on the scale, and it weighed 9 ounces for the entire light, 9 ounces. I put the new one on the scale, it weighs 5 ounces. Now, these are supposedly equivalent products. And the word that comes to my mind is inflation. And I know you like talking about that. So I wanted to mention that that's another form of inflation. So you buy a product, you think you're getting one level of quality. When it fails, they go, geez, these are no good. And let's make a newer, cheaper model that uses half the material. And we'll sell it for the same price. And we'll even call it the same thing. The box is smaller for it. It's thinner. All the dimensions are smaller. The unit is lighter. But from the perspective of looking up at the light, they look similar, but they're not. The depth of the bezel is different. They're cheesier in every single respect. Inflation. Insidious theft. And the reason I'm frosted about this is because I didn't buy those. I bought them expecting that they were going to last a long time and that if I need a replacement, the replacement would be just as good as the one I thought would be good when I first bought it. But the answer is, they're cheesier. They don't even look exactly the same because they're not. Just like when my Craftsman punch, I used to race a Lotus, and I needed a special punch to punch out a roll pin. And it was an eighth of an inch, no, 3/16 of an inch punch, Craftsman brand. And it broke recently. So I had it since the 70s. It broke, went to Sears. They don't have it anymore. But they'll give me a replacement. But the replacement weighs half as much. It has half the material in it. I think Sunco and Craftsman are working together to cheat their customers under their warranty. Oh, if it breaks, we'll give you a new one. But the new one is not the same as the old one. The new one's cheesy. But they don't tell you that they're going to substitute cheesy for the original one you bought. I just wanted to share that with you. I'm frosted. Does that tie in with some of the discussion that you wanted to have today?
Well, you know what, Vince? I wanted to talk a little bit about this IG report that came out yesterday. And before I even do that, I want to mention a couple of articles that really show what heroes are in America. And you know me, I love talking about inflation, deflation, economic 101. I can go on for hours about it. But I just think there's more important things right now. And, you know, when you have an unsustainable system where the repo market is printing money and banks are broke and there's no trust between bank from bank, global GDP slowdown, U.S. corporations earning recession, no correlation between hard work, effort-proven results, and qualifications according to opportunity. It's all based on what group you're in. Debt for household, corporate, and government through the roof. We have no rule of law in this country. So when you see the decoupling of GDP, which is going down, from equities, you know that the whole system is fixed. It's rigged, and it's rigged to the benefit of the super wealthy. Now, it's just like nothing's making sense right now. How can you wrap your head around the Democrats voting to punish, to penalize, to fine average Americans for not having health insurance, but they want taxpayers to give away their hard-earned pay for health care for illegal immigrants? Nothing makes sense. And it's just like the job report. You know, I'm a big Trump supporter. However, there are, you know, there's probably going to be large revisions in the November job report, which was great. Don't get me wrong, but a lot of that job report comes from the asterisks by it. You know, the GM strikers came back to work in November. That's probably 60,000 jobs. The gig economy and part-time workers add to the jobs and to the numbers. What we really need to do is go into the nitty-gritty and really see what's happening. But because of the lack of time, Vince, is it okay if I just continue with what I wanted to discuss?
Yeah, please do. Please do. I'd like to sit back, relax, and come back in about an hour and 44 minutes.
Okay. Have a Danish.
I'm going to sit back and enjoy.
The first thing I want to do is I want to discuss what America needs more of, and that's heroes. First article, Culpeper County Sheriff Scott Jenkins says he will deputize thousands to defend gun rights should incoming Democrats use their legislative positions or powers to enact more gun control in America. And he talks about basically how bad red flag laws are, especially without due process. And we can, you know, what I try and do, I try to discuss as many things, articles and points as possible. So you listeners at home will go and read and research and see for yourself, because that's, you know, the only way to really wake the people up is to get everybody to do things on their own. Next article is Owen Schroyer. He's a host on InfoWars. He actually went to Congress and got in their face a little bit and really told the truth about how Congress and Nadler was creating treason. They're not just creating treason, okay? What they're really doing, folks, is the Obama administration, there's so much evidence that they illegally spied on American citizens, the Republican Party, Donald Trump, while corrupting the FBI, CIA, and DOJ to create sedition, treason, espionage, and more against the rule of law. Okay, this is a scandal to our and threat to our Constitution that's never been seen. This is the worst government scandal ever, especially regarding our civil liberties in the history of our nation. You know, you see the Democrats using words like Bill of Rights and Constitution, rule of law, patriotism, but yet their actions suggest they're gaslighting propaganda. Gaslighting is just another subset underlying. You've heard me say many times, everything coming out of the powers that be, the mainstream media, is lies, propaganda, false flags, and hoaxes. That is absolutely the case. Now, these FISA warrants, when you hear that term FISA warrants, you can just assume the word spying. It's kind of like smart TV, smart meters, smart phones. Just throw the word smart out and put the word spying in, because Obama authorized all this spying through Susan Rice. This is all proven. So when Obama spied on the Trump administration and the American people, he not only used the NSA, but they hired independent contractors to spy on all of us for the purpose of blackmail and bribe. Same thing with these pedophilia groups. That's why I say adult mutual consensual sex. That's why I say if someone has less consequences for their behavior, you do it too. Because they're using all this information for bribing, for blackmailing, for threats, for intimidation, coercion, however they're doing it. You know, it's funny that Pelosi says civilization is at stake if Trump gets reelected. Well, what Trump is trying to do is try to back the rule of law. There's evidence that this so-called dossier was written in 2007. Everything that comes out of the mainstream media or Congress is made up. There's no evidence. It's just hearsay. It's BS. It's movie scripts. They should sell tickets and call it a play. There isn't even transparency. And the lawyers and the judges in this country, especially including the FISA courts, are all bought and paid for. And Dan Bongino really lays this out in good detail in a short amount of time. He's very good at it. And obviously I hear the music. Vince, I'd like to continue after the break, please.
Absolutely. I'm going to sit back and enjoy this Danish. Rich Evans with us, Off Grid Montana. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist those two will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. I'm going to just sit back, relax, and enjoy the instruction. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince, and thank you for allowing me to exercise my First Amendment rights that over a million combat soldiers gave their life so we can speak up, so we can basically protect ourselves, our homes, our families, and be free and have liberty, which is free will. So here's an example right here of some, and I'm trying to make long story short. I'm not going to go through all my notes because I would need 4 hours. But basically, the bottom line here is, folks, everything that the Republicans, that they say, the Democrats say the Republicans are doing, the Democrats have already done. Basically, this is total condescending to the American people. They are, the Democrats are saying the American people is too stupid to understand, so we're going to gaslight you all the way around the bases and go over home plate. So what they're doing is accusing the Republicans of what they are guilty of. Now, let me just give you one out of many, many examples that have hit the new media over the past. This is not that old, but there's so much evidence over the past few months. Basically, there was what's called an FCI, a manufacturer of foreign counterintelligence. Lisa Page, the lover of, I think his name was Peter Strzok, basically sent him an email or a text, and it says, quote, "You get all our OCONUS and I'm sure I'm pronouncing that incorrect, to get all our Okanis lures approved. And basically what this is, it's kind of a covert jargon, intelligence jargon, for plausible deniability. So basically they developed this foreign counterintelligence so-called threat to be imported back into the United States that would basically create sources like through Helper and MISFED that would act as lures, and again, this is intelligence jargon, to ensnare Trump and associates. So there's evidence from December 2015 when the FBI lawyer Lisa Page sent these texts to her boyfriends, now infamous FBI special agent Peter Strzok. You get all our Okanis lures approved. So basically what this is an obvious coup. And yet all these people are not only free, they're traveling around the world and the country, going on book tours and going on bought and paid for propaganda media like CNN and MSNBC and all of them. The bottom line here, folks, is when this IG report came out yesterday, I'm calling it a total joke scam. Now, I realize they're not supposed to – this IG report isn't – the main purpose is not to arrest the people. But the implications behind the IG about this report absolutely does not even discuss the coup. And it's not just my opinion. It's the opinion of so many Americans, thousands of them, millions of them. Basically, the bottom line here is the credibility, the legitimacy of the FBI, CIA, NSA, DOJ, Congress is gone. They're all bought and paid for, and that includes judges and lawyers. That whole list, please go home. Everybody in the FBI, Congress, CIA, judges, lawyers, go home. Quit your jobs. You no longer represent the rule of law. The people who try to call for the rule of law, you're calling us victims. When you, these people, are literally feel entitled to play the victim group status card or the protectionist group status card because you might be a Democrat or because of your high influence in the powers that be circle, and you feel you can't be touched, but yet you can have your kids who get washed out of the military get millions of dollars for doing nothing with no qualifications, no experience, no nothing. We no longer have a rule of law. Dems, and especially Congress, is no longer helping the people. And I'm going to make a suggestion after the break what we need to do about it.
OffGridMontana.com. Rich Evans on a rant. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as U.S. House Democrats are introducing two articles of impeachment.
Charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
That's House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler of New York announcing that his committee could vote to approve those two articles by the end of the week. The full U.S. House would then need to approve them before forwarding them to the U.S. Senate for a trial. If that happens, President Trump will become the third president in U.S. history to be impeached. Republicans insist there are no grounds for impeachment. President Trump will be heading to Pennsylvania later today for a rally this evening. He'll be joined by Vice President Pence at the Giant Center in Hershey. The event to start at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish-authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Stevens with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, please continue.
Events. And, you know, folks, to you intelligence agencies, to the FBI, CIA, NSA, the Department of Justice, what's your morale like? What's your morale like? Are you people who think you got a job based on merit and qualifications versus what group you're in? Or if you're willing to sell out the American people for the propaganda, false flags, hoaxes, and lies, to keep the people in line while eliminating, not ignoring, eliminating the rule of law. And when the powers that be come out with their theme of the week, white supremacist, nationalist, racist, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist, ism-ist phobias, and you don't see that this is a design collapse, a divide to conquer strategy, folks, that's what standing for principle is all about. It's standing up for the rule of law. Is putting your job, your benefits, your retirement on the line when you see the powers that be basically rewarding mediocrity. That destroys America when you turn our country into the law of diminishing returns. And you not only when you lower the bars of standards and expectations, you're eliminating opportunity for so many people who have worked hard for it. Now, I'm hearing that they're going to now, the Democrats keep changing their tune on what they're going to charge President Trump on. You know, first it's bribery, and then it's this, and then it's that. Well, now it's obstruction of justice and Congress and stuff like that. But let's go back in time just a little bit, folks. Do you remember when Barack Obama decided to dismiss voter intimidation charges against the new Black Panther Party when he was pretty new in his term, and he vigorously fought subpoenas and instructed officials not to testify? Oh, we can't call that obstruction of justice because he's a Democrat. Or maybe he has, because the skin pigmentation shade is a little darker. Or maybe he has some past sexual encounters with other people outside of females, and that gives them a little extra protectionist or victim group status. How about not providing subpoenas for Solyndra documents? The Obama White House the quote was the unreasonable burden on the president's ability to meet his constitutional duties. This is just, everything is a joke. How about not allowing Ben Rhodes to testify on the Iran nuclear deal? The White House refused to let the architect of the deal, Ben Rhodes, testify. How about the Iran ransom payment investigation? The State Department ignored requests for documents, and Attorney General Loretta Lynch refused to answer questions from Congress. Oh, that's not obstruction of justice or obstruction of Congress. How about obstructing dozens of inspector general investigations? You know, folks, we have a separate tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability based on what victim group status or protectionist group status they have. And we can no longer count on the powers that be, because the term official authority is now an official oxymoron. So what can we do about it? I just jotted down a few suggestions. First of all, the silent majority could be no more. Every American must speak up, but we have to read and research and think for ourselves and basically get past the lies, the gaslighting, the propaganda, the false flags and the hoaxes, because that's what everything is. We either need to speak up locally at city council meetings or nationally like we are doing on radio right now. We need to write a book and disclose how the powers that be are dividing us and while lowering the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job, for keeping a job, which metastasizes like a cancer in lowering the bars of standards and expectations for everything. We need to challenge no due process laws. We need to challenge all the anti-free speech and anti-Second Amendment people. Or we're going to continue to go to war like Afghanistan and pay $133 billion for aid in rebuilding it. Now, everything is so phony that the powers that be are using polls and focus groups to see how much wool they can throw over the eyes of the American people and how they get away with it. We need to have accountability. One example off the top of my head, when we talk about illegal immigration and they do crimes, Hollywood and the Democrats must co-sign for each individual action, just like co-signing on a home loan. The co-signer is the last person responsible. If somebody who's an illegal immigrant who does a crime, the victim's family must be paid for by Hollywood and the Democrat Party. And we need to have citizen review boards. We need to have public forums in every town, because the left, the Democrats, who are funded and bought and paid for by the globalists, they don't want anybody to assimilate. They don't want any accountability for crimes. They want suboptimal vetting, if any vetting at all. It's up to the people to do it, because the powers that be are all bought and paid for. Now, Vince, I got a bunch of articles I wouldn't mind going through if I know I've taken a lot of your time. If you want me to basically say these next week, I certainly can, but time just goes by so fast. And I'm shortcutting everything, Vince. I mean, I could have gone into so much detail, but there just isn't enough time. But it's up to you.
Well, I just wanted to get back to the gig economy. For those who don't really know what that term means, my understanding is the gig economy, which you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, is about temporary type workers, part-time workers, short-term workers. And the term originated around the early 1900s, I believe. And musicians would play a gig. And a gig would be, you know, we're on stage tonight, we're going to play tonight. Okay, that kind of thing as a band. So the gig economy is not necessarily just musicians, but it's Uber drivers, pizza drivers, delivery drivers, you know, short-term consultants, Airbnb, house cleaners, lawnmowers. I'm not just saying, you know, people that mow lawns and people who do things for others on a short-term basis. That would be the gig economy. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, and you know, it's just a general label, but it basically means not a tradesman, not a professional white collar type of job. It basically means it implies people who are trying to work for themselves and create some type of niche in a service endeavor. Usually,
okay. And here's where it gets really dangerous in my mind. The statistics that I have learned tell me that by 2020, now 2020, when is that? That's like in 20 days, 21 days. By 2020, 43% of the workforce, 43%, almost half, will be involved in the gig economy. Can you imagine that? That is really serious business, because a country that you can look up to, or a country that I can look up to, I'm not looking up to Biafra, you know, where the people don't have enough energy to swat the flies off their nose. I don't look up to, if we could only be like Biafra. What about the countries we do look up to? You know, well, those would be countries who make great products. Durable products, or used to make great durable products, great in engineering, great in achievement, great in success. That's what we look up to. Now, how is it possible that the United States is going to be looked up to when we flip each other's burgers and clean each other's houses and mow each other's lawns and do each other's laundry? That's the gig economy. And right now, I mean, within just a few days from now, 43%. If that isn't shocking, and if that's not terrifying, we're not paying attention. That's my comment on the gig economy.
When you decentivize work, when you devalue work, when you delegitimize work. When you take the dignity out of work, because people are getting jobs based on what group they're from, and I've discussed this since I'm blue in the face, when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, while the unsustainable headwinds are creating and the powers that be are printing money to give to special interests and the subsidies and lobbyists and PACs and NGOs to create all these crimes to control, feed their addiction to power, money, and control, and the little people are looking for the scraps, absolutely, this is what happens. And Vince, if it's okay, I just want to go through these articles. I'm going to whiz through them because the people really need to know about the corruption that's going on.
Take your time. Go through it. At any speed or pace you desire. Please.
Okay. Well, I hate taking all this airtime. I appreciate you letting me do it. I just think the only way we're going to change things is if we wake the people up to the corruption, the manipulation, the propaganda, the lies, because the powers that be are not allowing us to control our own destiny anymore. Okay, first article, fake news reckoning, 7,700 media jobs slashed this year. That's because the powers that be are no longer believing what they say. Next article, Nadler says Trump will rig the 2020 election if he isn't impeached and removed. This is BS. This is called irrational desperation because Trump wants the rule of law. Trump knows that if he does not control big tech and change election and voter fraud and reform it, there will never be any legitimacy in our election voting ever again. Next article, anti-white Biden advisor mocked after claiming Biden didn't call a voter fat, even though it was on tape. See, this is all gaslighting. This is all Democrat stuff. Everything I'm going to say is all left because it's funded by the globalists. The Democrat Party has been hijacked. This is not JFK's party any longer. Next article, Chicago police commander cashed in on $363,000 of dead mother's Social Security checks and gets no prison time. Next article, convicted pedophile used in Mueller investigation indicted for funneling millions in illegal contributions to Hillary Clinton.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. Next article. Muslim lawmaker who's a Democrat just stole $500,000 from homeless charity to buy fur coats, luxury vacations, and a Porsche. And folks, I know some of you might think I'm making these articles up, but they're all published articles in the public domain. Next article. Judiciary Dems use deceptively edited video of Trump in the Judiciary Committee impeachment hearing. That's what they're doing. Audio and video, they've been doing this for years. Remember years ago, I mentioned how the star of I don't remember her name, an Israeli actress. She was doing porn all over the internet, and people were saying, why is she doing porn? She's already a multimillionaire. Well, basically, they can take your face, your hair, your moles, and basically make you do anything, robbing banks, anything. All right, next article, flashback. Nadler warns there must never be a partisan impeachment effort. Nancy Pelosi said the same thing. They're all BS. Everything that comes out of their mouth is BS. Next article, President Trump's biggest failures have been his staffing mistakes. A message from me to President Trump. I totally agree with this. President Trump, you need to fire everybody. 95% of government is unaccountable. They need to go. Why do we need 75,000 people in the State Department who does stuff behind your back to commit treason, sedition, and espionage? Why do we need 38 million federal employees being paid or directly or indirectly through the federal system via taxpayers? Why? Why? Next article. Jonathan Turley said this would be the first impeachment in history with no established crime. And by the way, he considers himself a liberal Democrat. And apparently the Democrats even threatened his dog for upholding the rule of law. Colin. Collins. We have the facts on our side. All they have is hatred. No, Collins, besides hatred, while you're using objective facts, they're using subjective emotional opinion and gaslighting, and you need to bring all this to light. Stop being politically correct. Paul Begler reveals the coup plot amongst, like everybody in the new media, including ourselves here on USA Prepares, have revealed the coup plot for who knows how many months. Next, killed by political correctness. How many times have I talked about political correctness? This is regarding the Pensacola Jihad massacre. So same thing with Fort Hood. When you don't vet people because of what gender they are, what gender they identify as, what skin pigmentation shade they are, what religion they are, what sexual orientation we are, because you're afraid to be called a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent hater with an ism, ist, and phobia on the back of every word and an anti in front of every word. This is BS. Get a backbone. And President Trump, you need to fire everybody, especially in those departments I mentioned earlier in the show, and hire new people. Hire freaking patriots. It's not that hard. Every time you hire a big name, they've been compromised. Next article. Mark Ruffalo calls for an end of capitalism while he has a $30 million net worth. Okay, well, let's do this, Mark. Give me a call at home. What we should do is decide on what's the top amount of net worth that a person should have. Let's take a vote for the American people. If the American people says $10 million, then Elon Musk and Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Bloombergs and the Buffetts and the Bezos, they all have to have their money and their capital confiscated. What do you think, Mark? Give me a call. I doubt you will. Next article, Barbara Streisand lists reasons why Trump should be impeached. She's the one who said that regarding the context of Michael Jackson, that his sexual needs are his sexual needs regarding pedophilia. She's also the one who flew her dogs halfway around the world to watch her sing while she's complaining about climate change and want to tax us for our carbon footprint. We're living in Stupidville, surrounded by cowards. Next article. Nadler forgot to swear in his witnesses. No, he didn't forget. It's called plausible deniability, so they can frickin' lie. How stupid do you think the American people is, Democrats? Next article. It's disgusting. Former ICE chief reacts to an acquittal of a man who offered $500 to kill an ICE agent. Oh, no rule of law there. Pelosi says civilization is at stake. I think I discussed this. If Trump wins re-election. No, Trump wants the rule of law. And at the same hearing, Nadler fell asleep during the hearing. I have a video of it. Al Green, we have to impeach Trump because of slavery. How stupid can we get? American people, we need to be silent no more.
That's it.
Well,
we got another 15 seconds. Rich Stevens with us, and we're going to continue right after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And I'm going to say something that will probably get me in a lot of trouble. I'm going to say it anyway. Offgridmontana.com. I'm Vin Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.